Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio over KCAW. It's 8:16, and it's time for the morning interview. This morning, the Sick High wrestling team, well, one of them anyways, I'm joined by senior Josh Young. Do you go Josh or Joshua?
Josh is fine.
Josh Young, who has just been left high and dry by Kurt Bartlett this morning, who was supposed to join him in here. But it's just going to be Josh and I, so Josh is going to have to carry a lot of the weight, and he's been doing that for a long time this season. Your guys, you have one meet this weekend, and then you're into regionals and state. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And so this is a Sika High meet, which Sika High hasn't hosted a ton of meets lately, and it's been a couple of years, and you guys have just about everybody in Southeast coming into town this weekend. But this is coming off of a layoff for you guys. How did you spend your break? Did you get much of a break?
Oh, yeah, we got much of a break. We took Thanksgiving off and Sunday because our coach likes taking Sunday off. So it was pretty nice. A couple easy practices.
And in terms of this part of the season, is this probably the worst you feel all season in terms of physically? Is this sort of the grindy part, or are we past the grinding part? Where are we at in terms of the season?
Well, at first, like right in the middle is kind of like the grindy part. And you'll start to get the flow of things, and you know, start to pick up, and yeah, it'll get easier and easier. But
I've been having this conversation for the people who listen to the show regularly, which I don't think is very many people. One of the questions I've been asking some of the people is, we've kind of got it narrowed down to the hardest working athletes are swimmers or wrestlers, yeah. And so talking to the swim team last week, I asked them, what's the worst you guys had to do all year? They had intervals, which is basically swim like 40 miles in an hour, or some ridiculous, like unfathomable amount of swimming. And everybody's throwing up afterwards. Everybody feels awful. And I talked to Mount Edgecombe wrestlers, and the Mount Edgecombe wrestlers have to do the buddy run, which is they have to run upstairs with someone on their back. So with that on the table, what do you bring? What's the Sika High wrestling team have in terms of worst exercise you guys have?
Morale coach has this thing called a red flag day. And it's a practice of all of our mistakes and not listening and, you know, stuff we've just done wrong. Where we have like a peer conditioning practice for 2.5 hours straight. No water breaks, no stopping.
And so what kind of conditioning are we talking about?
We're doing buddy carries, which is the same thing.
Okay.
Running back and forth, baby carries, fireman's carries. We're running with a partner on our back. Then we wrestle live. Then we go up straight to sprints, back to live, straight to sprints again. And we just don't stop for 2.5 hours doing that. And I have these things called strip matters, where we do a baby crawl down and back, bear crawl down and back, and then a sprint down and back. And that's one strip matter. And we did like probably 10 of those in a practice.
That sounds atrocious. Which would you say, breaking that into the little sections, which is your least favorite? Which one do you kind of just, you just shrug your shoulders every time it's coming around because you just can't stand it?
Probably strip matter.
Strip matter.
Yeah.
Which particular part of the strip matter are you? It's bear crawls, which one's the least pleasant for you?
Probably the baby crawls, because you're on your knees and it hurts your knees.
And at that point, you're just exhausted anyways.
Yeah, it like bruises your knees and all. You just have to do it still.
Okay, Josh Young in here this morning. I'm Tom Hess, Sika Sentinel sports editor. I think I left that part out as we continue to fumble our way through openings on this show. What's the best weight class this year? Wrestling, obviously, you wrestle 160.
Yeah.
The middleweights are always pretty competitive. What's the best weight class this year?
I don't know. It's pretty competitive between like 145, 152, and then 160. They're all tough weight classes, I would have to say, in the region right now.
What's been the most fun to watch? Which weight class do you guys kind of, when you're at these meets, which ones are you kind of itching to watch? Which ones are the most entertaining?
Probably the 145 or maybe the 152. Probably more around the 145.
And in terms of, let's see, who wrestles 145 for Sika? Is that Kyler?
That's Kyler, yeah.
Yeah, Sumawong. Kyler Sumawong wrestles 145. And who's the most fun wrestler to watch on the Sika High team? Who do you personally like watching?
I personally like watching Kyler. He's a pretty athletic I mean, he can do some pretty cool things.
What's the one thing Kyler does that you think, man, I wish I had that? Like, I wish I had that move. I wish I had that talent. When you watch him wrestle, what's the one where you get a little bit jealous and like, if I could just have that one, if I could borrow that, that would be great.
Yeah, he has really good setups and he's pretty fast. I mean, he just makes it seem like it's so interesting the way he does it. Picks up on it so fast.
So it's just kind of the way he approaches these matches. He's just kind of got this his own little flair for it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you could wrestle a different weight class just for a day, just jump into a different weight class anywhere from 98 all the way up to heavyweight, what would you want to wrestle?
It'd probably be in my teammate's heavyweight class, 182. It seems like a fun weight class.
What's fun about 182?
Oh, he's like my wrestling partner all the time, so I think it'd be fun to go against him and wrestle 182, big boys.
Is that Gaden?
Yeah, Gaden, Josh Gaden.
Yeah. What is the size? What's the interesting thing about 182?
I don't know. One thing I would want to wrestle is because of him. Because we always wrestle in practice, and it's always fun. Or maybe Kyler's weight class, too, because we always have good dual outs.
And so you guys have a meet this weekend. I'll give the time. Friday, round one starts at 3 p.m. This is at Sitka High School. Saturday, stuff starts at 9. The finals matches start around 6-ish, although it's wrestling, so who really knows. Yeah. And then at the same time, a girls' tournament's going to be going on over at the edge on the other side of the bridge.
Yeah.
You guys haven't hosted one. You're a senior. You've wrestled for a while. When's the last time you guys? I know you guys will occasionally trade duels over here and there with Mount Edgecombe. When's the last time you guys had a meet at Sitka High?
I don't think we have. I mean, like the last time we had a tournament, we had wrestling over at Sitka High, but the tournament didn't originally take place there. It went back over to Edgecombe. So throughout my 4 years of wrestling, we've never hosted a tournament before.
Are you excited to get to host one?
Oh yeah, I'm very excited.
What's your favorite place in the region to wrestle?
In the region,
obviously excluding Sitka, and I guess you could say about Edgecombe. But is there a favorite school that you kind of you like going there, or?
I'm not sure.
Is there a least favorite? Is there one that you can't stand sleeping on that gym floor anymore?
Probably Petersburg. I mean,
and that's where Regions is this year, is in Petersburg, isn't it? Is it just the facilities? I don't want to get you in trouble with the fine folks of Petersburg. I'm just curious.
No, fine. It's just that pretty kind of dirty school, small.
It's hard to compete with, especially Edgecombe. They've got such huge facilities and stuff. Things move so quick. And Sitka High, fairly loaded it's not the deepest team. Nobody has Edgecombe's numbers, but you guys placed a lot of people at ACS, which is the big midseason meet of the year, or tournament of the year. Do you feel like the talent pool's a little richer than it normally is? I mean, I guess you guys usually have a couple pretty solid wrestlers, but this, it feels like a kind of top to bottom, just a really complete field this year.
Yeah, I mean, well, we do have less wrestlers definitely than Edgecombe, but I think that's what makes us so tough is because our coach has the time to put in with each individual wrestler to spend time, give them technique, show them what he's doing wrong, and really correct on it. So it really helps us build individually. Whereas Edgecombe, he has so many wrestlers, he cannot spend that individual time with each wrestler because there's so many. So it really doesn't advance him as fast as we do.
It does make for it makes for an interesting kind of contrast of styles. Level of 1 to 10, how much fun did you have during this interview?
It was a pretty good interview. I liked it.
Like a 6? Like
I would say an 8.
An 8. Yeah. All right, an 8. Joshua Young in here, Sitka High, hosting a wrestling meet this weekend. Go ahead and check that out. Thanks for listening to the activities report today, and we will send it back to Morning Edition.